Gary Bridges is set to become the new leader of Manchester City Council today. He was elected leader of the Labour Group and is expected to formally take over the council following the departure of Bev Craig, who is now Mayor of Greater Manchester. Mr. Bridges had already been serving as interim leader and will now take responsibility for leading the council and overseeing key decisions affecting the city. There is important support available for some families living in temporary accommodation in Manchester and Stockport. Since the 1st of September, eligible children can receive free school travel on B Network buses. The scheme is aimed at families placed in temporary accommodation more than 2 miles from their child's school, or where the walking route is considered unsafe. Local councils will assess eligibility and provide the appropriate travel passes. Families in temporary accommodation who think they may qualify are encouraged to contact their local council for further information. In Stockport, the historic Central Library could be given a new role. The building, which has been closed since May 2025, is expected to become the new home of the Stockport Music Service. The service works with schools and supports children and young people learning and performing music across the borough. Stockport Council has confirmed this direction for the building, although no reopening date has yet been announced. Greater Manchester Police has dismissed 6 officers without notice following an internal disciplinary investigation into allegations of racial discrimination involving the treatment of a colleague in Bury. Police say 2 former officers involved in the case would also have been dismissed if they had still been serving. All 8 individuals will be placed on the police barred list, preventing them from working in policing in the future. And finally, people in Stockport are being invited to spend 1 night outdoors to raise money and awareness about homelessness. Local charity The Wellspring is organising a community sleepout beginning at 8 p.m. on Saturday the 10th of October and finishing at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. Registration is required and anyone under the age of 18 must be accompanied by an adult. The event aims to raise funds for The Wellspring's work supporting people experiencing homelessness and housing difficulties in Stockport. That's your local news update for Thursday the 3rd of September 2026. We'll continue to keep you informed about the stories and services that matter to communities across Manchester and Stockport. Have a wonderful Thursday. Stay informed, stay connected, and stay with NECOFF Radio, the voice of our community.